from the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is the springbank clover from the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace. One of the lovely, low-growing wildflowers in coastal wetlands is springbank clover, a native clover of riverbanks and marshes, including around Willapa Bay. Springbank clover has pink to purplish flowers in dense heads, often with white tips to each flower. It is an important nectar plant for many insects. On warm days from late summer into fall, late-flying butterflies, including purplish coppers, echo azures, and margined whites, and bumblebees can be seen feeding on clover and Douglas aster in the marshes at Leadbetter Point. When prairies were widespread along the coast, this clover was a common and often abundant wildflower. It still persists in coastal dunes, but now grows more on lower slopes and into swale wetlands. Growing from central British Columbia into California, this clover was widely cultivated by native tribes for its tender, fleshy rhizomes. Tribes grew it with Pacific silverleaf, also with an edible rhizome, and dug both in the fall after the leaves had died down. Their flavor is like fresh green pea shoots. Annual digging made the patches lush and dense and improved harvest for following years. This clover can grow in low, damp lawns, and when it does, try to mow around it in the late summer so that it can flower for the benefit of all the insects that feed on it. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.